Yeah, it's always a feast of basketball when it comes to the National Cup. The semi-finals are 13 games held in Cork, over two venues, Neptune Stadium and Parochial Hall. Teams come from far and wide across the 32 counties to play in these games. So yeah, it was a really great occasion. We would have only had 50% capacity due to the government restrictions, but crikey, the crowds in both arenas certainly made their voices heard. It's a really great atmosphere in both arenas, and some great games over the weekend.
And I'm sure it was brilliant to have it back as well, because the Super League, like everything else, I suppose, was one of the victims of the pandemic being cancelled twice. So it must be such a great relief getting the sport back up and running.
Yeah, well, we didn't have the domestic game last season. And then over Christmas, we had 18 of our 20 fixtures postponed. But that was really an aberration in terms of this season. We've only had sporadic games postponed due to COVID-19. And look, I think that every single sport, you looked at rugby and soccer, it was really hit badly over the Christmas period. But thankfully, we were able to run 13 of our 14 National Cup semi-finals, with only one of the semi-finals, the IWA Cup semi-final. One of their fixtures is now being scheduled next weekend due to COVID-19. So quite an achievement when you consider the environment that we're all living in and dealing with at the moment.
And how difficult was it to get back in the first place? Because, you know, you did mention rugby and soccer, and I suppose those sports have an advantage being outside, and, you know, there is space for social distancing if you can get it. There's not too much space when you go between the lines there on the basketball court, and, you know, given that it is an indoor sport and that kind of thing, was it tough to get it back up in the first place?
Well, look, you know, when we had our last season, we obviously wished to start our season, and then a couple of days before the season was due to start, the restrictions changed and that wasn't able to take place. But we obviously worked with Sport Ireland and the government and put forward our case, and both parties have been really excellent in helping get us back onto the court. And you know, there are various rigid protocols that, you know, Basketball Ireland as an organisation and our clubs across the country all adhere to. And, you know, everyone from, you know, the volunteers, coaches, players, fans have really bought into it to make sure that it's the safest possible sport that it can be in these times.
Do you think that there's a renewed interest in basketball these days, given that more people seem to be in touch now with the likes of the NBA, and, you know, there's been documentaries about The Last Dance and stuff like that that was massive during the first lockdown. I remember I was absolutely glued to it. And I think, you know, when we think of the great basketball times, we think of the 80s, but I think we are starting to see that renewed interest now too.
Most definitely. Like The Last Dance, as you mentioned, it was a really big hit, and I think during lockdown there were a lot of basketball hoops bought and put into back gardens and out on roads and whatever else. And you know, I'm sure you see yourself wherever you're living. You know, I know certainly where I'm living in Dublin that there are far more basketball hoops, say, compared to a year 18 months ago. And that, you know, a lot of people were talking about that, The Last Dance bounce. But just in general, the participation rates, we have about 40,000 active playing members from schools all the way up to senior level playing National League. So there's a huge participation. It's the number one indoor sport. It's the fourth biggest sport in Ireland, and you know, and that trajectory has really only increased over the last 5 or 6 years. The upward curve has been visible to see in terms of playing numbers, and it's a real testament to the sport that even though we had, you know, COVID, where we had no active sport, the amount of clubs and memberships, you know, player memberships hasn't dropped when we have come back, which is a real which is a really great achievement when you consider that, you know, the sport did go through a very tough time from having a year out. And then now, of course, you know, you mentioned about the growth as well. We have our senior international teams, who last summer, our senior women reached the final of the European Championship for small countries, and our senior men won the the FIBA European Championship for Small Countries in Dublin, and that momentum took us into playing in FIBA Eurobasket in the qualifiers for those, which means that now Ireland are competing against Europe's elite in basketball, and that's great. Like, we had the two games in November live on TG Cahir, and we have more fixtures coming up in 2022, so there's just, you know, a real upward trajectory, as I say, and it's a really exciting time to be involved in basketball, and then our clubs as well are grafting hard, and you know, we have our National Cup finals, which will be live in TG Cahir in 2 weeks time, so you know, there's a lot of visible basketball that you can see on TV, you know, and you look at our, you know, from Basketball Ireland's point of view, like, I can speak from like our social channels, the amount of people are engaging with our content has really shot up. You know, there's a real appetite for basketball now.
Absolutely, and you can see it on a local level here in County Wexford as well. We were speaking to the guys down in Enniscorthy Basketball Club, and they were talking about how they've had a renewed interest even over the last few months as well. So it's brilliant to see that that's finally getting the coverage, I suppose, that the interest is there, and now the coverage is starting to catch up.
Yeah, and look, ultimately, you know, basketball has to make its own stories, and you know, make people want to cover it, you know, from a media perspective, and you have to tell a good story, show a good story, and convey, you know, how excellent the game is to participate, to watch, to get involved with, and that's what we've been pushing to do, and people from clubs in Wexford and all around the country, and you know, I know we get a lot of queries from people saying, you know, how do I join a basketball club? I contacted one club and they were saying they're full, they've reached peak membership, and that, you know, so there's a real appetite to create more teams and whatever else, so that's only great for the sport. There's so many people just wanted to get, and a lot of people who actually may have taken some time out from the game, you know, be it to, you know, say, you know, maybe during university they're playing schools basketball, and then, you know, took some time out during university, and now they just want to get back into club basketball after they finished, and you know, we also have some social basketball that we launched last year in September, and that's, you know, getting people who just want to go out in the court and mingle, and it's non-competitive, and it's just about just getting a feel for basketball, playing on the court, be it indoors or outdoors, and just getting involved and getting active. So, you know, there are a lot of strands that have just made basketball just more engaging and people participating, and so it's really great to see.
It certainly is, all right, and maybe your New Year's resolution might be to try something new, and basketball is certainly ready to welcome you with open arms as well. And if you want to see some of the best, you can't get better than the National Cup semi-finals, which took place this weekend. We'll start with the Neptune game, given that they were the home side, taking on NUIG Marie, 103-92 is the final score. Do you think that was a fair result given the game?
Yeah, I think so. I think CNS Neptune, you know, they always seem to be in control of that game. To be fair to NUIG Marie, they kept it tight for the first three quarters, but you know, when it came to the final quarter, the CNS Neptune kind of pulled away, and they never really looked in danger, to be perfectly honest. And that was probably you know, one of the more comfortable semi-finals, because some of the other ones were a wee bit tighter.
And Neptune will take on Garvey's Tralee Warriors in the final. They're into their first National Cup final appearance, but that's kind of a misnomer, really. They did come from the kind of the ashes of the Tralee team that was there before, and you see the likes of, you know, GAA fans will obviously know Kieran Donaghy is involved there, and you know, they got the better of DBS Aina on Saturday, so it's their first final, but we know that basketball has always been strong in Kerry, especially in the last few years.
Oh, most definitely. And I was talking to Kieran Donaghy after the game, and he was saying that, you know, Garvey's Tralee Warriors were desperate to get into the final, and you know, and they're really, really keen to get their hands on that trophy. The game itself was a real belter. I don't know whether one of the dunks from the game from Devin Gilmore from DBS Aina has gone a bit viral. You know, there's over 10,000 views on our Twitter page of that, and you know, it was just a really thrilling game, end to end, high intensity game. And ultimately, Garvey's Tralee Warriors came out on top. But I think that Aina probably ran out of steam. They had a few issues with injuries and COVID in the build up, as most teams did. You know, as I mentioned earlier in the interview, the fact that a lot of our teams weren't able to play over the festive period. And around the fixtures that were after Christmas, so that, you know, that obviously would have affected preparations. But the game itself, you wouldn't have known that some of these guys hadn't and girls hadn't played for a few weeks, because just the intensity of the games throughout the weekend, and that game in particular was really, really eye-catching and just compelling. You didn't know it was just going to and fro from one end to the other. It was a great game.
Yeah, the Kilmore dunk is absolutely incredible. And if you're looking for it there, just search on Twitter, Boom Shakalaka, and it'll come straight up there. It's an absolutely wonderful sight. Naturally enough, it's the American stars who tend to dominate in these games. But who do you think have been the real standout players in the Cup this year?
Well, if you look at the Garvey's Tralee Warriors, Owen Quigley had a great performance that day. You know, he was, you know, I think he had 19 points in that game, and defensively he was very good. And Kieran Donaghy, he returned for them at the weekend, and he was really tigerish in defence. And he doesn't, as he says himself, he doesn't score many points, but it was his layup that actually pushed Garvey's Tralee Warriors into the lead in the final quarter. So, you know, but he's obviously very influential both on and off the court. So he was really excellent on that day. But there are, you know, plenty of excellent performances throughout the weekend. It's kind of hard to really pick out individuals when you're, you know, I'm trying to flick through 13 games in my head over a busy weekend. But the DC Mercy game was excellent as well. That was a very tight game. They overcame WIT Waterford Wildcats. There was some really strong performances in that. So throughout the weekend, there wasn't any blowouts as well in any of the games, which obviously is from a neutral's perspective is great to see, because you're glued to the stream to watching to the end.
Absolutely. And listen, it's only 2 weeks now until the final itself, Tralee versus the boys there in Neptune. You know, it's going to be a bit of a rivalry there as well, Cork and Kerry. Who do you think is going to come out on top?
Well, I would imagine that probably Garvey's Tralee Warriors might be slight favourites, but you know, you look at Colin O'Reilly's team, you know, and he had an excellent performance, and Neil Sabata was excellent on the day. You know, they've got some really big hitters there. Kian Heafy, who's really coming to some really good form this season. He was one of their leading scorers on the night, and he was actually in Mark Keenan's extended Ireland squad for the FIBA Eurobasket qualifiers in November. So that just kind of shows where he's at. So, you know, when you've got performers like that, you know, that CNS Neptune will very much fancy their chances. To be honest, it is a really tough one to call. I wouldn't want to call it, because I just think it's, you know, you'd have egg in your face, because I think it'll come down to the last few moments in that game.